Dreamscape presents Die Like an Eagle by Donna Andrews. Narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1.
Strike! No fair! I wasn't ready!
I glanced over at the field to see what was going on. My husband Michael, in his role as assistant coach of the Carfilly Eagles, was putting one of his players through batting practice. Probably 7-year-old Mason. They all looked alike with their baseball hats or batting helmets pulled low over their faces, but Mason was a good friend of Josh and Jamie, our twins, and I was pretty sure I recognized the voice.
Mason, I asked you if you were ready before I threw it, Michael said. You said you were ready.
But I wasn't really ready, Mason said. Not ready. I was getting ready to be ready.
In the game, you have to be ready when the umpire says play ball, Michael said. Are you ready now?
Mason nodded.
Ready?
Mason nodded and hunched his body fiercely as if to indicate his complete readiness to slam the ball. Michael tossed another ball gently across the base. Mason swung mightily and caught the ball with the end of his bat, sending it gently dribbling into foul territory.
Foul ball, Michael called. Better.
Good contact, I shouted.
Several of the half-dozen fathers sitting with me on the bleachers glanced over in apparent surprise. Didn't they realize how important it was to encourage the kids when they achieved a breakthrough? Like actually fouling the ball instead of striking out, swinging, or worse, looking. Evidently not. The cluster of fathers fixed their gaze back on the outfield where Chuck Davis, the head coach, was drilling the rest of the team on throwing and catching. If I tried, I could probably have figured out.